initiative.
Is it disloyal? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
Insanity runs in my family.
Practically gallops.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. A couple of gold is.
This is the most action I've ever seen anybody eat in my life. Wow, man!
Fire it up, hold up.
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio. And now it's time for that feral hippie herself, an infotartic, esoteric, eclectic mix of the adventures of that feral hippie, Miss Mona Radler.
What are you people? On dope?
That was my skull! I'm so wasted!
Make a move and the money gets it.
Dave's not here!
All right, Mona, it's all yours. Take it away.
Oh, gracious, pardon me. Goodness gracious, sakes alive. On the 25th day of January, 2022, we are here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Remember, we are listener supported. So please do us a favor and hook us up with some funds, won't you please? This was important. I meant to play it yesterday, but I could only get to it today, so.
So this is the world that we're living in, where I have to
record this very important video with another phone just to be able to share it, because this video was sent to me in a group chat somewhere, but I can't share it anywhere. It's blocked. Can't share it on Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, Telegram, you name it. Can't share it. Can't even save it to my own phone from the group chat. That's how crazy this has gotten. So I'm recording this video. It's a very important video. It's only 3 minutes long. Please watch it and share it everywhere. If it's being blocked like this, most likely it seems that it might be true. So here we go.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you heard earlier that there's no real concern about aluminum because it's such a small amount, and so it really shouldn't matter. But the kind of aluminum that we put into vaccines is a different kind of aluminum that we see environmentally. This is called a nanoparticle, and nanoparticles bind really tightly to the bacteria antigens, the virus antigens, the food protein antigens, and any other contaminants that are in the vaccines that we may not know about. And we know that the biochemical properties of nanoparticles is that they are capable of entering the brain. And so we have not evaluated the safety of the aluminum nanoparticle and its injection and where it goes when it gets into the body and whether it gets into the brain. Do vaccine ingredients belong in the brain? No. Do they get into the brain? No one has ever studied it. But animal studies using the same chemicals that are in vaccines that we give to children directly demonstrate that the vaccine ingredients do enter the brain. We are ignoring this information. There are scientists in Europe who've actually done studies on the aluminum nanoparticle and have shown that it can persist in the brain for years and decades. And so what we're seeing is a large outbreak of neurodevelopmental disabilities in adults, including Alzheimer's. And one of the main factors that they're finding in the brains of people with Alzheimer's is the aluminum nanoparticle that's directly related to the vaccines that we're giving. So we have never studied whether the aluminum that we're giving in vaccines gets into the brain, and we've never measured whether it stays in the brain and what it does if it does stay in the brain. But we do know that vaccines are supposed to cause inflammation in the body. But we have more than half of our children with chronic inflamed conditions. And we've never allowed ourselves to ask the question, if the vaccines cause inflammation acutely, do they continue to create inflammation chronically? We have 1 in 5 with neurodevelopmental disabilities, 1 in 10 with ADD and ADHD, 1 in 35 with autism, 1 in 11 with asthma, and 1 in 20 under the age of 5 with seizures. And the autoimmune diseases are exponentially rising, and we are finding that the viruses and the bacteria that we're injecting into the body, along with the adjuvants, create something called molecular mimicry, which means the body sees those viruses thinking that it's foreign, but actually finds pieces of those viruses that match pieces of the self. And the immune system doesn't differentiate between what it's been told to reject and itself. So it will turn the immune system on itself, leading to an autoimmune condition. We know this about hepatitis B. We know it about the Gardasil vaccine. And we know it about the flu vaccine. And we continue to say unequivocally that the vaccines have been studied effectively and that they're safe. And that's just not true.
That's right.
Hi, guys.
So if you haven't gotten that yet, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, come on. Just don't know until you know. Right? Right?
So what you've got is three groups of people. Two of these groups have allowed this to unfold, and these two groups are responsible for every tyranny in human history. One is the group we're discussing. They do not question. They go into a state, and fear is part of the emotion that induces it. They go into an unconscious state where what comes in, this repetition, fear, 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 go home, save lives, oh, you'll kill Granny. And it becomes an unconscious action. People, I call them press enter people.
Press enter.
The data goes in, what the government says, and the press enter, and they just do it. Then there's the second group. Second group doesn't want to do it. There's loads and loads of people who have had this fake vaccine, not because they wanted it, but they thought it would allow them to go back to normal or save their job or whatever. I do understand that. But they don't want to do it, but they fear not doing it. So these are the two groups behind every tyranny in history. Those who do it without question, those that don't want to do it, but do it anyway because they fear not doing it. And that leaves group number three, which, halle bloody luya, in this 2 years has got bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's the group, and I call them renegade minds, that sees what's going on and will not cooperate with it.
While
these two groups are responsible for every tyranny in history being imposed simply through their acquiescence to the few, this is the group that's ended every tyranny in history because they will not acquiesce to the few, and eventually the momentum reaches a point where the tyranny falls.
And that group is growing and becoming more educated from what you can see.
Well, you know, I hear people say, and I do completely understand it, why aren't more people waking up, right? And I think, you should have been with me in 1990, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, and so on. What is happening today is extraordinary. Because, you know, people say, you predicted this and it's happened, you predicted that and it's happened. And my response is, yeah, but that wasn't the idea. The idea was to alert enough people to stop it happening. But you knew all along that it had to get so bad and so in people's faces that they couldn't ignore it anymore. Because who wants to face this stuff? Who wants to turn their life attention to it? They want to bring their kids up. They want to look after their families. They want to have a good time. Of course they do. They don't want to do that. And if they have a getaway car in the mind, where they feel they don't have to address that, like, oh, yeah, it's just that Ike, it's just a theory, it's a conspiracy theory, shut up, he doesn't know what he's talking about, no, it never happened, all that stuff. But when it's here, and the COVID era has put it here, then you either do what the first two groups do, or you address it. Because you've got no choice, really. And what's happened, despite all the censorship, which has been hysterical, and it's not been hysterical censorship because of the power of this cult, it's been hysterical censorship because of the weakness of this cult and the weakness of its narrative. The only way its narrative, ludicrous, could be defended is if those that were unraveling it were silenced. But despite all that, the information still got out there.
Yeah.
And people have got more and more streetwise about, A, what the agenda is, where the world's being taken, and crucially about the techniques that are used to take us there. And they're all psychological, because the few cannot control the many physically. Impossible. They want to do that by connecting the population to AI, so AI becomes the human mind. Then they can do that. But up to that point, they can't. The only way the few can control the many, the vast many, is by controlling the perception of the many, which becomes the behavior of the many. And this is the stadium in which the whole damn conspiracy is played out. Human perception. You get human perception, you've got human behavior. What is collective human behavior? It's human society. Where does human perception come from? It comes from information received. So if you can control the information that people receive through censorship and through the education system, what laughably passes for it, and through all these sources of so-called information, you can impose that perception that suits you, which becomes the behavior, which becomes human society. So if we look at the what happened with so-called COVID, the perception was that there's a deadly virus and we're all in mortal danger. That perception led to people meekly going under house arrest without question. If you had a different perception, which is the one I had, then you thought, sod that, I'm not doing any of it. Because if you ask me to do moronic things and I do them, then I'm a freaking moron, and I'm not. So I didn't social distance. I didn't not go out because I was told I couldn't. I didn't wear a face nappy. I'll die first. I never even had that stupid bloody thing on your bloody head with your temperature. I won't do it. I will not play a part in my own enslavement and my children's enslavement. I will not do it. So I had a different perception. So my behavior was completely different. Why my perception was different? This is the stadium in which it's been played out. So what's happened in the last 2 years is the perceptions of vast and increasing numbers of people have changed. They have started to see the world is not controlled by the forces they thought that they were, like governments and prime ministers and presidents. And they've started to see the techniques of manipulation. They've started to see where we're being taken. And the result is that ever larger numbers of people are behaving differently because they're perceiving differently. And this is making it far, far harder for authority to sell its agenda.
Oh man, we did it! Here we are, present and accounted for. I just want to say it's a great quote because of this great man that sits on this seat behind me. Abraham Lincoln once said, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution." We're coming for you! We're coming for you! We've heard from doctors and lawyers and people from all walks of life, every race, creed, religion, spiritual orientation, sexual orientation today. But here as a journalist, an Emmy award-winning journalist, I want to talk to the television cameras at NBC, at MSNBC, at Fox, at CBS. And I want to say, shame on you! You had a right to tell the truth. We have an oath that we've made, just like scientists and doctors made, to tell the truth. And instead, you forced it a lie upon the United States of America and the world. And mark my words, we will hold Tony Fauci accountable. We will hold Deborah Birx accountable. We will hold Joe Biden accountable. But unlike the Nuremberg trials that only tried those doctors that destroyed the lives of human beings, we are going to come after the press that lied to the world, that worked as a propaganda machine to push this. These people here today represent the majority of the United States of America. Your lies could not win. You only got 60% of this nation to take the vaccine, and most of them were under duress. That means more than 50% of the nation are not listening to you. And for those of you that say, well, I did what I had to protect my job, just know that was the same argument made by the Nazis that were tried. And for those of you that are standing here today, quietly, I know who you are. I know you work for the New York Times. I know you work for the Washington Post. And you are here trying to support us quietly. You should have written about us. You should have told the truth. And I have news for you. That job that you're protecting and these liars that you work for that I once worked for, I wasn't afraid to walk out. Instead, I came out to tell the truth. And I have news for you. The show that I created and that I speak on every day, where I share the truth to over 6 million people per episode. That's right, 6 million, which means my audience is now bigger than yours. And it's growing every day. The truth always prevails. We are victorious in truth because we are endowed with one great power, the power of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not given to us by this capital or by this government, but by God Himself. We are the light warriors. We were the representation of our God that inspired our founding fathers to write the greatest document for freedom and liberty that has ever been created. And you are trying to destroy it. Yes, you, the media, and you, the doctors that have gone along with it, and you, politicians that refuse to listen to the people. Well, now you are running for the hills. The UK has left you. The world is leaving you. And in this stupid city where you're still pushing a vaccine mandate, you will go down. We are on the right side of history. God said to us, I have created you in the image and likeness of myself. And scientists are supposed to challenge every single idea. It's the scientific method. And the journalists of this world, we are supposed to adhere to that exact same mandate. We are the fourth estate. We are the fourth branch of government endowed with that power by our founding fathers. And where we do not tell the truth, where we bow to those that pay us instead of challenging our government, challenging the lies, challenging the industry that is trying to take our nation from us, instead of doing that, if we lie, then we are the disease. We are the pandemic. So as the media that owns that television, I don't care that pharma is paying you. I don't care that Joe Biden rolled out $4 billion to try to stop this. You have failed. Recognize it. Get back to the people. Get back to your master, which is God, and not pharma, not man. I want to take this moment right now, all of you unmasked super spreaders of truth. Take this moment to realize that we took something for granted. We never thought they would actually go after it. We never thought they would take it out of our schools. We never thought they would take it out of our churches. But it is standing here. It is alive today. It is represented by every one of us. It is called freedom! 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 It is so amazing. They now know that we are no longer a fringe group. We are no longer a thorn in their side. We are the leaders of the free world, and we are standing with our brothers and sisters who are marching like this all over the world. This was not a world war of one continent against another, or half a nation, or half a world against the other. For the first time in history, the governments of the world bowed down to their makers of man and money and profits. They bowed down and attacked every citizen in the world. So now the people rise up. Now we take back our nations. Now we make the statement that has always needed to be made. We stand for God. We are courageous in God. Because though we have walked through a dark valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. We fear no evil. We fear no evil. We fear no evil. Because thou art with us. Thank you.
That was just a bit strong. Very necessary. We need the whole world to know that. If we turn our backs on life, then life turns its back on us. And we've already sidestepped long enough that we've done damage and she can fix herself. But not until we stop the damaging. Boycott the corporations. Boycott anything the government thinks that they have the right to tell you you can and cannot do. I'm just, oh my gosh. We have and we're losing our freedom to be human beings. To be caregivers, not takers, givers. And to honor life in the way that it's meant to be honored. We have forgotten that. I don't know how or why. Or when we literally have forgotten that. But we have. And until we get it back, this bedlam is going to keep happening. And tell you what. We got to stand up for our right to live and exist. Just like the other predictive programming that's been going on. That they really think that there's enough of us who still haven't fallen for the BS.
You. If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays? For Voices on the Wind, with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
The pill has been taken. Blinders are off. Are we in the end game, or are we simply living a replay of a time that's already happened, with no choices? Different people have different points of view. When it comes to creation versus evolution, my point of view, we were created to evolve. The Red Pill, every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern in Studio B. www.freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. Check it out.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
A little honey on the lone highway left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Don McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Wanted to throw a different kind of fear porn our way today. Yes, I did. And I tell you what, for what has been done by science, it's disgusting. I have a hard time trusting any kind of science anymore whatsoever. Between glyphosate, CV19, and other avenues that these scientists have gone down, it's never been in our benefit. But this just might answer a few things for you that maybe you've been thinking about in the back of your mind. So here we go. Human cloning.
He's kind of got the story wrong, they're not dimensional at all, they're this dimension. And they're not spiritual, mystical, or anything, it's pretty sick. But I'll tell you about that in a second. First, I wanted to tell you about the cloning stuff, okay? Now, human cloning, I have to tell you, it's been done since at the end of World War II, okay? I'll tell you how they got it, and the whole shebang, like 33rd degree Freemason knowledge. I'm probably going to die for this somewhere along the lines. It's not good. Okay. Picture this. I'm memory repressed about everything. Couldn't remember anything. I'm still getting side effects from this. I was memory repressed about the cloning stuff until I was 30 years old. They call it the awakening when they give you back the memories. Turns out they had me there since I was 5 years old, okay? And my family is there, my family members and everything. And they said they're not going to lie on a lie detector test about it. It's pretty big. Like, they were going to kill me, they said. Thing is, the way that this cloning works, okay, there's two different kinds of cloning, and it confuses people. Now, there's replication cloning, where it comes up as a baby, right? Put the cells in, make the same person as a baby. Well, there's duplication cloning as well, where they grow you in a big, thick tank full of water. And well, there's a few different grades of cloning. There's Mark 1 to 4 that I know of. And the problem I'm having is with the Mark 2. Thing is, Mark 1 was around at the end of the World War II, but it was a primitive clone, lots of side effects. This is even on the net. Before I started blasting on the net about this, somebody said something about the Mark 1 to 4 clones, and the first one being called an organic robotoid. And that's what it was called, even though there's no robotic parts in it at all. Anyway, Mark II is an REM-driven clone. Okay, now what that means is when you go to sleep, the Illuminati, this is their main form of communication, too. They don't call people on the phone. They don't meet at the Bohemian Grove anymore. Since they got cloning, they meet at the cloning station when they go to sleep. Each of them, I don't know how they do it exactly, okay, or else I'd know how to block it. But they can transfer your consciousness into a clone at the cloning station if they have a clone of you. And they used to have to use a tissue sample from you, or I guess they said the cells from a woman's pap smear is like really rich in the cells to make one of these duplicate clones. They used to use kids' foreskins that were discarded at the hospital that got removed. That's what happened to me. But now they said they've upgraded the technology in the last 10 years, so now they only need blood. What they used to do with the tissue, well, they could also, they used to set this little oil drill-looking thing over a person's forearm, strap their arm to a chair. And this drill, it had things on it that opened up, right? Now, it would go in, and when it spun, these things would open up. But then when it stopped, the things would close again. Now this is done. It goes in, comes out, in, comes out. And what it was doing, it has to agitate the tissue, they told me when I was a kid, to a certain degree. I guess like they said, the easiest way to tell a person in layman's terms about it is, you know, when you have a hangnail and you pull it off, and the white stuff that accumulates inside, and eventually it'll form like a scab and new skin, and it'll grow over. Well, to get that white stuff to really work good, they agitate tissue a certain amount of times. Now they just agitate blood from like a blood sample even. And, yeah, cloning is very prevalent. It's like a secret thing among the, like, elite. They use it for their crazy stuff. You name it, they've done it. Like, jump off cliffs, everything. I know all about it. The thing was, when I was memory repressed, I was seeing other people becoming unmemory repressed, and I hated this place and these people. It's a bunch of scumbags doing nasty things to each other, right? Like, there's privileged ones there, and there's underprivileged ones there, and so people are pretty mean on people, and, well, I wanted them to do the awakening on me so I could go to the cops and get the cops on them. Well, the thing is, they are the cops, too. Like, this is the linchpin in how the Illuminati NWO works, because like most of the leaders from the G20 countries go there, about 14 of the G20 countries, and then there's leaders from countries that don't even fit in the G20 that go there too, right? And cloning, it's really normal. Well, Britney Spears made a video about this place because thing was, to get advertised and promoted and stuff, she had to basically sell her clone, use of her clone, at the cloning center. So the thing was, she signed up right away thinking, yeah, sure, I'll be famous. Well, thing is, they wanted to use her every night. Old men and stuff. Old men and clones on her, and real people on her clones too. So she doesn't have dreams anymore. Oh, they make songs and stuff about this all the time, but stuck in the dreams, and Freddy Nightmare on Elm Street is based on this. Avatar is based on this too. They do it all the time, communicate this way, but the thing is, cloning is a flawed technology this way, because your mind isn't the same. You're more, it's kind of like, you know, how, did you ever see Pet Sematary by Stephen King, the movie?
Yeah.
Where they bury it and they come back whack. Well, they're almost as bad as that, and this is only one aspect of what they do. This is like, this is the biggest expose on the Illuminati guys ever, what they do, secret, right? Because the thing being, how I know is because I acted very loyal to them when in my 20s, right? Well, the thing was, if you don't act compliant there, they will beat the hell out of your clone, and it hurts just like real life. Right, like, and they can turn it up to the pain threshold on a remote control. They have everything down, and people are scared to talk about this because of the lizard aspect and the fact they can just keep cloning you and torturing you and torturing you and torturing you. New body, new body, new body. Because they make multiples of people. Some people are grown in the tank with deformities, and they just scrap those ones, throw them in the chipper. But the other ones, they keep them for backup bodies until they wear out the first one. Sex-wise, you know, not trying to be vulgar or anything, but they do a lot of vulgar stuff there. They can also, if they apply a constant electronic current to your clone, you will have an aneurysm. If you're younger, it'll take a little bit longer with the electric current, but you will have an aneurysm. That's what happened to Tila Tequila. She doesn't want to say that, though. The thing is, Tila Tequila was threatened not to talk about it. She was helping me for a minute. Are you familiar with Tila Tequila?
I've had her on the show, and in fact, I was just discussing her this morning with James Wright, who's exposing the Freemasons, and he said that he wanted to meet up with her and compare war stories and stuff like that, so I just introduced them this morning, as it turns out.
Well, Tila has a clone running at the cloning center, and she has she pretty much sold it out for her shot at love thing. She doesn't want me to discuss the nefarious deeds that she's done at the cloning station, including to me, and, I'm not really going to, because that's her business and all right, but I might discuss the stuff she did to me at a later date, a different show or something. It doesn't really matter right now. I'm trying to stick to the important stuff, but she's there. She's making, like, hinty little posts about her, she bounces to the fifth dimension. She used to think it was the fifth dimension. Should they tell people this, right? Because you open up your eyes there. You're like, where the hell am I? And you look at your hands, you're like, did you guys kidnap me? That's what most people say. Am I kidnapped or something? How did I get here? Some people are drugged, so they think that it's a dream, or they're in the astral realm. That's what they tell people, right? The spirit realm. Depends on who you are, where you're from. That's what they tell you. And people just believe it, because it's, like, real, right? Slap them in the face, it hurts, and you don't wake up, so it's not a dream, and, man, it's not good. So anyway, I wanted to not attend these clone gatherings, and they were like, we'll bring you here if we want to. I was like, all right, well, I'll tell all on you. And I'm doing it on my Facebook page. I don't have the link up here, but you're on my Facebook page somewhere, I think. So I don't know if you have the link to show people or not, but I'm telling all about them, what they do there, and there's other stuff. Now, they have these clone parties, okay? And also they get, I'll just tell you flat out, because they showed me, they call it the catalog. They get the school pictures from schools all over North America, and they look at the cutest ones, and they get the medical stuff from them and clone them and use them for sex slaves. Without the parents' permission, and it doesn't really matter if they had permission or not, right, you know. But this is what they do. I'm just telling you the severity of what they do there, right? Like, I am not a crackpot. and I don't get anything from this. I'm not writing a book or looking to write a book. I'm looking to crush these people. But the problem is they're the richest and most powerful people in the world, and I'm just one person, right? So
You said that they've got a facility. Do you know where that facility is? Is there an address or a building?
Yes. They're in deep bases, right? Like there's a Dulce or Dulce base. It has an entire floor devoted to cloning, okay? Now, it also has another floor devoted to gene splicing. You should see some of the stuff I've seen. Beaver rats and all kinds of stuff. They're trying to make weapons for war, and they showed me everything. They thought I was loyal. They started showing me everything. They totally thought I was loyal. Like, my ex-family will not speak to me now. I said, I'm going to expose this. You guys are going to help me. And they said, we're not going to help you. We'll get killed right along with you. And I said, well, I'm going to do it alone. And they said, don't ask us for help. And I said, I'm sending people to you with lie detector tests. Lie on it and go to jail. And then they're looking around as clones saying, we don't want to lie on a lie detector test, right? And I said, well, I'm welcoming all lie detector tests. And we're going to lie it up. Or we're going to line it up, these lie detector tests. And everything's going to get proven.
So have you taken a lie detector test yet?
Not yet, no. I haven't had one available. But the thing is, it's so widespread, this the corruption stuff. It's even bigger than what you truthers think that it is. It's they have police and doctors and everything there loyal so that they can have clone sex with, like, a Britney Spears or an Angelica Jolie or something, and while they're sleeping, because they're like, what are we doing when we're sleeping? It's a big waste of time. We can go there and have lots of fun. So, but it's a terrible, diabolical, nefarious place. I've seen all kinds of stuff. Oh, the Picton murders up in Canada, where with that guy that killed all the hookers. That was set up by them. They videotaped all the murders. They used to clone Picton into the place and had him running around talking to him, and he felt like he was like a celebrity, right? Anyway, he used to smash them with a ball-peen hammer. Now, I'll tell you who was there, and this is how I know everything, okay? When I was 5, they brought me there to be used as what they call a diddle kid, okay? But all I'd do was cry and stuff. So they said, do you have any other kind of use? Do you sing or dance or something? So anyway, when I was 5, to keep them off me, I started singing, like, original songs there, just right out of the blue. Turns out, the first one, people liked it, and they had a famous person use it, and then they came back for more, and I made more, and other people came back wanting to hear more. It was just a kid that was making these songs, right, for free, because they never paid me. Nobody knew, right? Totally foolproof. So anyway, lots of people, famous, high-profile people went there. I'm kind of apprehensive to say even, well, the people that know me know who I'm talking about, but they're the highest-profile people go to these cloning centers, and they wanted to see this kid that was making these songs. Well, Tila Tequila started to come out and talk about them. She went on her radio blog show, she said, in the cloning centers and the things you guys do to children. But the thing is, well, they told her at the cloning center not to do it, not to help me, because they're trying to play me off as a joke that people will spoof it or make fun and say, oh, they're cloning people, they don't have the technology yet. Well, they really do. I'll tell you right now all about it. You won't hear this from anybody else because they're all scared of dying, but they're not going to kill me because I'll tell you why later, and it's crazy. It's ridiculous. She goes on her a video somewhere and says, somebody help me, they're blasting me to the fifth dimension somehow, and Queen Elizabeth is there, and she eats people. No, she said the Queen of England is there, and she eats people. And there's lizards there. No, she said demons. Well, some people call them demons. They call themselves demons, too. Well, then there's demons there, and they listen to her. Well, nobody listened to her, and they gave her aneurysm there. Well, the thing is, they could have made her die if they wanted to. They just keep the electricity to the clone. They could do it to me, like, at any time. But I told too many people, and they're all waiting to see if I have an aneurysm now, or a heart attack, which it can happen to. They've done this to so many people. It's remote-controlled execution, like assassination, that's undetectable, right? As long as they have a clone of you, they can kill you, like a bang. And they killed Bernie Mac this way, with an aneurysm. It's not good. They don't only have to do the electricity. If they keep a constant pain on the clone, like hard enough, like it'll kill you. But intermittent pain will mess up your heart bed. That's what they've done to me. They tortured me there for like a torture spectacle, right? If you look, I should have had it on my miniature tablet here, but I forgot to. My Facebook profile picture, okay? Just look at it, and you're gonna say, okay, something weird is happening here. I'm on a Megadeth album cover, all cut up. It's like a picture of a clone of me, all messed up with a skeleton coming out of my chest and Megadeth up at the top. Well, anyway, it's a close-up of my face. And people look at that and they say, okay, now I got to look into this. And trust me, I'm telling you the biggest secrets of the
Holy
Illuminati.
Holy cow, it is your face.
Yeah, it is, kind of, yeah. Not kind of at all, it is me. I was asking, well, I'll just tell you, Queen Elizabeth got really interested in this magic kid that could make these songs out of thin air, so she had me serenading her because she thinks she's really special. She's pretty insane, by the way, by 5 different ways. She rules this cloning station, basically, her and Vladimir Putin. all of them are there. Muammar Gaddafi was there. He's not actually dead, by the way. That was a clone of them, him that died. And all the people around him jostling the camera, the video, the phone video, they were all in on it. He's not dead. That was a clone that they killed. That's why they buried his body in a remote location nobody will ever find, because it's a clone, and the cells are different and stuff, I guess. Like these, they're grown in 5 months in a big glass tank full of like salty water, and just takes 5 months. And it's no cost at all. It's basically maintenance. They just got to get tissue from you. Now, Britney Spears put in her video, she said a fantasy of hers was to blow up a cloning station so they couldn't make any more hers, right? So for this video called Break the Ice, she made a Japanimation video of her breaking into a cloning station and breaking the clone tubes. And they look just like that, right? And two on two, like one on top of each other. They have warehouses underground with them growing people, right? And, oh, man, it's very heavy. There's another aspect to this. It's the lizard part. Now, I'll tell you the straight skinny on the lizards, okay? Now, I have to tell you about Tila now. Tila first, because, well, she was on my wall, and I was like, you're going to help me with this, and then she goes on radio, the cloning center is terrible, what you do with the people there, and people don't want to go there, and then after that, everything changed, because that night when she went to sleep, won't say Freddy got her, but pretty much the world leaders put the scare of death into her, and a whole bunch of lizards did too, because they know that I want all the lizards dead, and all of the, now I'll just say it flat out, all of the lizard parasited hosts as well. Now, I have to put this eloquently, because they said that this is the end of the world event. This is the big bomb that could send the world into panic and loss of order and what the end of the world 2012 and everything is all about. Well, it's about lizards and cloning. And I'll tell you all about it right now. Something has to be done. These people are like over-corrupt. I don't know if there's a word for it in the English language. They bring people to the cloning station and enslave them and have the option of allowing them to remember the memory. If they leave you if they leave you memory repressed, it will give you symptoms in real life and you'll just think that you're sick. You won't know. It depends on what they do to you as a clone. If they're torturing you, you'll get badly sick. You'll get heart damage. Like, my heart's messed up, and I'm only 37. Just turned 37. And, yeah, they strap you to a rack and freaking slice you and everything. And people sit around in a crowd watching you in this big, well, not big. It's not, it's a stadium. And it has a hockey boarded ring, but it's smaller than a normal hockey rink. And the celebrities, and kings and queens from weird countries are all there, sitting in the stands, watching this weird faces of death scenario thing. Made people sword fight. They made me sword fight there. I got all chopped up as a clone. And the thing is, they can have multiple clones of you, right? Now, they got chips in these clones, too. So they turn you into the next clone, like, within a matter of, like, 30 seconds. Like, deactivate one clone and go over to this one and click it on. And I've experienced it. It's, everything goes black. You don't have dreams anymore. Some of the celebrities make, songs. I've made songs for them there about not having dreams anymore and your dreams are lost and blah, blah, blah. Your heart this, heart that. Like, I made a lot of songs there.
Can I ask, Donald, how do you know that you're the real you?
Scars. And clones, well, these duplication clones can't walk around in public without what they call a handler. They have to be babysat so that they don't bite someone on the face or start a fire in a house. Or they're like, they go with the first impulse.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the episode of Family Guy where Stewie clones himself, but he doesn't do the cloning job right, and he creates what's known as Bitch Stewie, who's really retarded kind of thing. Is that sort of what we're talking about here?
It could be. They make that cartoon. They make The Simpsons. They make all the movies and stuff. They made the Avatar movie. They own Hollywood, right? So and they get their ideas, they all discuss stuff at the cloning station, like all night. It gets pretty boring there, because first, once they do the sex, and then they do death stuff to themselves, because they can turn, somehow they have tech to make the clone not feel any pain at all. They said it's something to do with how a person becomes a quadriplegic. Just the first second before they're quadriplegic, they can't feel any pain, stabbing in the thigh or anything, just like a quadriplegic can. Well, but they can still move around and stuff. They've done it to me. It feels weird. Like, they let me stab myself in the forearm and go, yik, 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 right up the arm. It didn't feel anything, and it's bleeding and stuff. It's pretty gross, and all kinds of stuff there. There's nothing to do there, though, once you do all the stuff, and the novelty wears off, but then you're not allowed to leave. If you want to leave, well, they only keep you if you're used for something, well, good looking for sex or something, or have some kind of talent or something. And if you try to talk, you say, oh, they say people that think they're in the fifth dimension or the astral plane or something, they'll go to the police and say, the world leaders are taking me to the fifth dimension or the astral plane and victimizing me, torturing me, like Chris Benoit as well. They killed him. Well, he killed himself, but the thing was, they were torturing the hell out of him. Like, Insane Clown Posse had a song made about him, and I actually did the lyrics for the song. They made me do it because I didn't want to, because I liked Chris Benoit. Thing was, they had his wife and his kid there, and they started hurting them too. Well, they're not shapeshifting. The thing is, I'm going to tell you what the shapeshift is, and it's really creepy. And this is the thing that they said that could wipe the world. People panicking with the riots and stuff. Because the cloning thing, people cloning people's kids and messing them up in the brain is bad enough. Remotely killing people who they don't like, which might happen to me, you never know. Thing is, the lizards. Okay, lizards been around a long time, like since before ancient Egypt and everything. And the symbol, you know, that eye, the eye of Horus with the squiggly hanging out of it? Yeah. That has to do with lizards.
This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and got you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle, live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, the perfect triangle with perfect Giuseppe triangle, perfect from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow, Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday,
for free association. When we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
We now return to Revolution Radio's very own feral hippie, Mona Radler.
Here we are, oh, excuse me. Here we are, back at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. On the 25th day of January 2022. Yes. Keep in mind, we are listener supported, so please do us that favor. Hook us up. So we can keep bringing this kind of information with you. And if you're wondering who the second voice is, it's Vinnie Eastwood. There we go.
It has, it's a lizard symbol. It means two things. It's a pro-lizard symbol, and it also means beware, there's lizards here. Okay, there's three different kinds of lizards. I'll tell you all about them. They're called Vril. The thing is, I'm not sure if it's one L or two at the end. It's Vril, V-R-I-L-L or V-R-I-L. Germans were into them. They had a club with Vril things. Anyway, there's like a 1 to 1.5 foot tall one. That's the Vril type one. It's got scales, red scales. There's a type two that is not parasitic, but it's still vicious, nasty, carnivorous. They're all carnivorous. And there's a type three that's 8 feet tall. That has a real long neck and looks like a gray alien, but it comes from deep, deep, deep underground. Below deep base deep. They need a methane oxygen mix to breathe, and deep underground they got sulfur pools, I guess, that make this stuff. Anyway, they come up underneath the domed bases. The government is complicit with them, basically. Now I have to tell you about the parasitic aspect of the lizards and why the Illuminati and the governments use them, okay? I'm saying this in a nutshell because it's very important. I want to get it all out on your show. Nobody's going to say this for fear of clone torture, remote-controlled death, or death by lizards 1,000 times until you die by a heart attack or something. But I figure I have to tell people because, well, they're getting me there anyway, they eased up lately asking me not to talk about it anymore, but I'm just going to. Well, the lizards have a thing, okay? They have what's called a proboscis. There's lizards out there today that have a proboscis on their face, okay? These things got it in the middle of their head, okay? And on the top of their head, this is the real type 1 and 2. The type 2 have a proboscis sheath that comes out. It sticks out. The type 1s, for instance, it's like a micro, a chocolate chip, it looks like, basically the tip of it. Now, at one point in these things' lives, because they have a long lifespan, the lizard species, one point in their life, they can slowly wiggle this thing out, eject it, and it goes into somebody's eyeball, okay, another animal. Now, it wiggles in by the sense of taste. They described this to me so, like, when I was like 18 years old there and told me about it different times throughout the years of going there. They can bring you there every single night if they want to, and they did bring me there every night. They laughed at me when I said I was going to tell the world about this. They said, nobody's ever going to believe me. You won't put it together in a eloquent way. People will think that technology isn't that advanced yet with cloning, because they just clone the sheep, right? No. They've been cloning people a long time this way. Thing is, the lizard, okay, the thing squiggles in through the eye. It does a spiral around the optic nerve all the way to a certain point, and it's driven there by taste. And they said once it gets there, it has the taste of butterscotch, and then it does a feeling like holding your breath and going, pushing outwards. And at the tip of this chocolate chip, it then starts what they call sweating the quill. Now, the spinal cord stuff comes out of the spinal cord, out of the chocolate chip thingy, and it's everything that the lizard is. The lizard's whole body is dead. That little lizard thing is dead. And it can't go back in. Can't get back in. It's one way. Once it excretes this stuff, sweats this quill thing, the person's debilitated for an unknown amount of time. I don't know how long. But when they come back, they have to have some recovery time. But when they come back, they are not the person anymore. They are then the lizard. Let me put this to you flatly. The old person's consciousness is gone. The body is absolutely, totally dominated, and the lizard is smarter as a human then and totally controls everything. Over time, it'll develop a rash. It'll lose its hair. Thing is, these things are all over the place. And they mimic human behavior. In fact, one of their names in the past is mimic. A lot of the people that you hear about in the news that are getting people and chopping them up in the basement and eating them and stuff, frying them up, these are what they call drones. They're parasitic hosts of the lizards. They like to make them. The only thing a drone wants to do is make more, have sex, and torture someone. Like, it's a different kind of mentality. It's hard to explain. When they at the cloning station, when they victimize someone, it gives them a powerful feeling, and it's the nerdy way, you know, that nerdy aspect of it. I've got something over someone, but they do that to the extreme. Oh, and alien abductions. Let me tell you something. They videotape alien abductions. They set up alien abductions with Hollywood makeup and stuff. Like, not all of them. I can't say all of them. Some of them might be real for all I know. But I've seen the set. It's a really crappy looking saucer. You just walk up a ramp into it. They never see the outside of it. But they clone people, right? And then activate them when they're on the slab strapped down. Now someone goes in with a gray mask with... And the mask is made of chicken skin, okay? Just to give it that aspect of realism, dyed gray chicken skin, so it'll look real, and does it look real? Stretched over a mask, right, and they have the mask on. They go in and have sex with the people, and they videotape it, and the people's faces to see their reactions and stuff. It's the government and celebrities doing this to people, because I'll tell you why, how the celebrities got into it. Back in the past, it was a political thing. They bring all the leaders of the countries in together, and they can all chat about stuff and enjoy this, sacrilegious, forbidden place, this cloning thing, and do whatever they can't do in real life. Well, they got real bored with each other because most of them are fat and ugly and bald and stuff. So they started bringing celebrities there. This is why JFK died, by the way, and Marilyn Monroe. JFK was going to talk about it, the cloning station. He didn't want to go. She didn't want to go. They had her there, too. They said, we'll torture you at the cloning station if you talk about it. Anyway, yeah, that's like a big thing. That's why he died. Like, man. So anyways, it's not the fifth dimension. It's just the cloning station. And cloning station with your clone pre-injected with drugs. Yeah, the lizard thing. They just totally take them over. They do it a lot. It used to be, it's a Luciferian thing. They said that these lizards were the sons of Satan or whatever, Lucifer or whatever. They're not, though. They're just a species of lizard that survived the extinction of the dinosaurs by being way, way underground. I'll just tell you, I know it sounds retarded. The damn things can talk, okay? But they don't have a tongue. I'll tell you about their mouths. It takes a while. Basically, they have a blood spike, okay? This is what they call a chupacabra. Too. They come up from underground at different spots all over the world, right? Like worms out of a rotten apple, different spots, and then they infiltrate the society there. But the drones today have erased, well, of 100 years ago, erased any existence of these real lizards from, like, Egyptian carvings on walls. They would smash them, right? Or books that had anything in them about them, they would burn them. Because drones don't want to get found out and sent off and killed. Like, this is what I thought FEMA camps were for, rounding up drones, because they've been talking about it at the cloning center. This is where they discuss all political, worldly affairs. And they let me sit in, fly on the wall, because they figure nobody's going to ever believe me that they can clone anybody in. Everybody there is bored of it, the whole technology. It lost the novelty like 10 years ago, right? So they go there and they talk to Brad Pitt and, let me tell you, all the celebrities, because they bring them there, and they tell them, look, you're here, you're going to hang with us. If you don't want to, well, if they cry and make a fuss, like Lauryn Hill from the Fugees, make a song about I Get Out and stuff, they let her not go to the cloning station. They don't activate her, let her have normal dreams. But other people, they really roll them to stay. And they say, if you ever talk about it, you're going to die. They made but the reason Britney Spears went pop, do you want to know right now? Britney Spears went whack because she watched too many murder videos at the cloning station. Okay, the cloning station is like a small sports venue, like a dog and pony show, right? It's got stands, seat about 400, 450, but there's different cloning stations in different deep underground bases. But all the celebrities go to an above ground one in a wildlife preserve somewhere, and it's just like an oval sports venue. With underground stuff where they grow them and store them on racks five high, like bunk beds five high, stainless steel. So they go there and sit around and do crazy stuff, and they bring me there like they were bringing me there every night. Like I'll just tell you, it was like a victimization joke. Like they would torture me, basically, in many different ways, to come up with a song, some kind of a song for someone, some kind of genre of music, anything. For a while there, they wouldn't stab me or anything. Well, in the clone, like, I don't have scars on me. It's on the clones at this place, but they usually scrap the body same night anyway because it's so stabbed up. Been through a lot there, but and that's another reason why I want to expose these things. Oh, and also, how the lizards kill people, right? I've witnessed the head wiggy thing go into the eye. They showed me. The thing is, the Illuminati are basically using me, okay, to expose these lizards in an eloquent way, because none of them want to be the first person out so that they'll die. Like Bernie Mac he tried to start a mutiny there, saying, we can't have this, we all gotta shut this place down. This place is the devil, he said. And they tortured the shit out of them. Oh, anyway, so back to the lizards, the three different kinds. The third kind is the smartest, the biggest and the strongest and everything, and they pretty much lord over the other two. There's different regions, though. They cannibalize on each other underground. Anyway, Queen Elizabeth is really in with these things, okay? Her family has been for a long time. Now, these bloodlines, all that they are super inbred people, okay? What the edicts of Lucifer, like my family are down with this stuff. That's why I don't talk to them anymore. Inbreeding makes you strong. Pedophilia keeps you young, and helping lizards gives you good luck or something from the devil and stuff. They used to do this thing, kill your firstborn son, it gives you fortune in life or something. And it's pretty sick. So anyways, yeah, all that stuff is, not true, and they know it. They just keep it going for like some stupid club, like the devil club. Ooh, we're cool, we're evil. It's just, it's a bunch of really rich, fat, old people. They can't get laid, so they enslave people there to perv on them, right? Drug them, make them compliant through fear or drugs, and use them. Because they'd have a hard time even paying a prostitute, really. Like, you ever see Kissinger?
As Kissinger said, power is the ultimate aphrodisiac.
Yeah, he's there. Met him as clones. I met a bunch of them as clones. They all wanted to meet the guy that made all these songs, and I don't even want to talk about the songs thing, because some people have said, oh, you just want to be known for making all these songs and stuff, and really, I just want to shut these people down, because everyone else, there's a bunch of celebrities there, and they're scared, like Whitney Houston. They killed Whitney Houston with an aneurysm just recently. And then all the celebrities there said, okay, we're not going to have any more of us get killed this way. What happened with her, she wanted to leave show business entirely, didn't want to sing anymore, no concerts, didn't want to be on TV, and didn't want to attend the cloning station to be used as a sex slave. But in the beginning of her career, she basically sold her soul. That's what they all talk about, selling your soul to the Illuminati. You're selling your clone to be used by old freaks at the cloning center or for an aspect slave. Yeah, they do that. You know how they cover up their one eye?
Oh, yeah.
That means two things. That means watch out, you don't get the lizard to stick the thing in the eye. It means a couple different things to different people. It means, you only half see things. And I always figured it was the lizard in the eye thing because
I've seen so many artists and pictures of them doing the triangle around the eye sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where you do your thumbs and your index fingers together and just look through and put your hands together and just look through them like that. And your other fingers look like sun rays coming out sort of thing. I've seen so many artists do that.
Well, the thing with the pyramid and the eye thing is the whole symbol is a joke. It's once you know what the pyramid is for, then you know when you're pretty much Illuminati. But I'm going to break that whole thing right now. I'm going to ruin it. You got to look on my page and look at the schematics for the pyramid. I explain what it's for. It was basically a vril trap. It's a giant cockroach trap for vrils, okay? These little vents that went in, they were at an angle. They were lined with smooth limestone. And anything that went in didn't come out because these crab nasties claws, well, that's why I call them crab nasties, the gorillas. I've been calling them that my whole life. So these people, you heard about the celebrities selling their souls to the place. So that's what they're doing. They're selling themselves to be used as clones at the cloning center. Now, the thing is, after a while, they have kids and they want to bring their kids there, too, to induct them into the family. Right. They just want to perv on them. And they're all too scared to say no, and they do bring their kids there and mess them all up, keep them memory repressed and just mess with them. And then they do all kinds of stuff with different technologies that they have there. Like, I'm trying to, I know about a bunch of different technologies they have, and I wanted to tell everyone about it, but it's not enough time on your show to tell about all of it. So I'm trying to tell about the most important things, the cloning lizards. Oh, and the head chips. I didn't tell you about the head chips, but to the Vrills, the three different types, the small ones they use to drone people, to host people, because the proboscis on young lizard type ones, they're small enough to go into an eye and not ruin the eye, right? because they're supposed to do this to animals with bigger eyeballs, probably freaking dinosaurs. So these lizards, it squiggles in, the thing takes over, totally, total domination, right? Old person dies, and it becomes a totally compliant slave, basically. Does whatever the people want it to do because it's just happy to live life as a human being now, right? It's totally coherent, and it knows that its life is dependent on it mimicking human behavior, so it does really well. Even with other animals, it's smart enough to instinctually mimic the animal's behavior, right? It incorporates that animal's brain to, it just takes over in the worst way. It's a parasitic lizard. It's nasty. Now, the head chip thing. Man, I know this is a lot. Like, I had to explain about all this stuff, my total disclosure and phases, because I didn't want to lump it all out in at one time for people, because it's...
What, you're afraid that think you were crazy? I mean, it doesn't matter, man. I mean, like, as far as most people are concerned, you know, as soon as you opened your mouth, it's insanity. Whereas I don't like to judge people like that after the first word that they say. I like to hear them out. Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay, a bunch of billionaires were scared about dying. They said they were so rich they can make people die, they can start wars, they can do anything in the material world, but once they die, they can't even take it with them, they're just dead, right? So a bunch of billionaires got together and said, we don't want to die, we want to figure out how to live again as clones, right? Thing is, the clone is just like a negative copy of the person, though, so it's not even like the person living. It's a flawed copy.
Like a ghost.
So the thing is, what they do, they devised a way, I don't know how. The thing used to be as big as a circuit board, like that was not an Illuminati symbol, by the way. It's like
about the size of a fist, right?
Yeah, they tested this on a Chinese farmer. They showed me the video clips. Had it sticking out the guy's head and everything. Didn't compensate him, just sent him back home, said they had to do something to him. They whittled it down so that the microchip is supposedly the size of like a, just a bit bigger than an apple seed, right? And it can totally, and it's a flawed copy as well, but not as flawed. It can totally hold your mental stuff, right? Everything that you are basically, but they need babysitters because they go pretty whack sometimes. They're missing some stuff. It's flawed. But the thing is, just like those lizards do with the eyeball thing and squiggling into the head, rich people can put their stuff on a microchip and set this into somebody's head and basically body snatch them that way as well. And they keep it secret because, of course, you know, everyone, well, they can do it to clones too, but there's more side effects if you put it into a clone's brain. So they basically body snatch people with chips in the head. And the lizard thing, they tried to convince me that, and others, that, it was a worldwide takeover thing, that they had already taken over so much that, all was lost. You better just go along with it, but that's not true. They're a very, very small part of the population, like under 5% or something. But they drone people like beautiful women and then have the drones marry these men, that whoever wants this woman. And they don't care that it's a lizard consciousness. They just do it. And it's still murdering the other person, though. And it's pretty sick. So I have to tell the world. And, I'm expecting to be killed, really.
Well, hold on. Can I just get clarification on something? Because you said that they can't kill you or they won't kill you or something like that before, but now you're saying they probably will. I don't see the connection.
Okay, we'll get to that part. That's the part. But even with the crazy sounding stuff that I've told you already, this is another crazy aspect of it. Okay. The thing is, with all the songs that I made at this place, and they were bringing me back every single night and saying, sing a song or we're going to torture you. Next night, sing a song, we're going to torture you. Sometimes I couldn't think of anything, and they would just, like, stab me and watch me bleed there. And they're all watching like it's a bizarre Faces of Death thing. And different people want to know what it's like to stab someone, so they send them up to stab me while I'm on drugs so I won't hit them or something. it's like that. It's very sick. And, well, I have to tell you, Queen Elizabeth is there. Stephen Harper, Canadian Prime Minister. Obama is there. Vladimir Putin is there. The Pope is even there. All kinds of heads of different factions of different things. The head of the Mexican drug cartel is there. Mafia in Italy is there. Man, everybody is there. It's like the rich guy's crazy club that'll never get caught. And you have to be real privileged to go there. Well, I don't want to go there. And I'm not privileged there. I'm pretty low on the totem pole there, actually. Probably the lowest. So, anyway, they all threatened me never to talk about it, and along as I've been divulging this stuff on Facebook, they've been bringing me there and threatening me and stuff, and then asking me not to mention them specifically, what they've done there and stuff, and panicking, really, and trying to deter me with stabbing my clones there. Burning the clones and everything, and I'm telling you, it's like real. It's clear as day. It's not like having a dream unless they drug you. If you're there, you're totally coherent, and you can't pinch yourself and wake up or slap yourself, or people would. And I don't know of a way to block this consciousness transfer to the clones. Otherwise, I would, like, be in a tinfoil room or something. I don't know if there is a way to block it. If there is, they haven't told me. But anyway, they're all there, and since I was a kid, after I started making songs when I was about 5, by the time I was hitting about 8 years old, they were saying, I don't even want to say because it's over the top, ridiculous, and I don't want to even endorse this stuff that they say, but they said it was possible that I could be the comeback messiah for the end times to save the world. And I said, no, that's not true. I'm just a guy that's going to expose your lizards and your cloning, and you guys aren't going to bring me here anymore. And they, well, I got all the info when they thought that I was.
Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. On Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio. All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeah, I know it sounds outrageous, but hey, it was just something I wanted to see what they was that they're saying.
Absolutely loyal to them. Okay. For years, I acted loyal to them. I even had to almost give myself Stockholm syndrome to make myself believe that I liked them because my family members were there. So my mother was there even. So, and they can give you sodium pentothal, truth serum, to see into your clone, to see if you will talk about them. If you're unmemory repressed or unrepressed memory, and you'll be able to remember all the clone stuff. But once you're unrepressed memory, you always remember everything. They can't keep your memory away from you then when they bring you there. So they only unrepress people that are real ironclad loyal. It also makes you smarter as a clone when you are unrepressed memory. So they wanted me to be unrepressed memory so I could think of better lyrics for songs because they've given me adrenaline injections there. Like, I've never had that in real life, but they feel really good, their adrenaline injections. And I've never done cocaine in real life, but they made me do cocaine there so I could do speed rappy stuff, because like Busta Rhymes type of stuff. You can't do that, like, just off the bat. But that stuff really speeds you up. It actually gave my clone a heart attack a couple times. But yeah, they're all like, we're so powerful, we're going to get caught doing this. No one's ever going to believe anyone. But that's because everyone else only had half of the story. After years of playing friends with them, they told me everything because they wanted to be really cool with me. They wanted me to like them because I made their favorite song, like the Top Gun theme song. Made that, right? When I'm there. And they're all the politicians want to be cool with me because the celebrities think that I'm amazing and stuff. And they think I'm amazing too, right? Coming up with a song out of thin air like that. I put a bunch of references in songs. Other people have in the past too, like back in the 80s, this band called Heart made this song called Dreams. These dreams go on when I close my eyes type. And it's talking about the cloning station when you're a clone there. But they tell people that it's the other dimension or astral plane, so that if they ever go to the police, they'll say, "Help, I'm going to the other dimension." And then that's not true, right? You want us to police another dimension, right? But it's not another dimension or the astral plane. It's just the cloning station, like the Brownstone, Brown something massacre, Brownsville massacre down in Texas somewhere. Well, that was all about them. The children of the fold got murdered, a big religious cult. They all got murdered and chopped up. Well, the fold was the cloning station, and they were going there and getting freaked on by a bunch of elderly rich perverts. And then they didn't want to anymore, and they said, "Leave us alone. We have computers. We're going to tell all about the fold." And they went there, killed them all. The Picton stuff was really unsettling and disturbing because, well, Elizabeth wanted to be real close on hand to me because everybody wanted to look at me, talk to me. And I was, like, focused on the spotlight there at this place because I did these songs and different money-making ideas for different people. So she always wanted to be around me to get in on the spotlight. She's like that. She's like a camera hand for all the celebrities that are there. So she was always around me. Now, the thing is, she said to strengthen my mind, she wanted me to watch all of the Picton murders. And they had a camera in the corner of the room where he did these murders. The thing was, he would walk a woman, the hooker, over to a painting on the wall, facing that way, and say, "Do you like this painting? My brother painted it for me." Put his arm around the woman, and with his other hand, he'd reach in back of his pants and pull out a ball peen hammer and smock her right in the back of the head, and that was it. And he used to almost have to give her like two or three or something. And one time, one of the hookers got him. I'll tell you about that some other time or something. But he got them all. He said, I asked him one time at the cloning station, because they would bring him there and ask him what it was like and everything. And like, he was a celebrity or something. It was weird. Like, and they're all trying to act evil, like they're vampires or something. And he would talk and stuff. And I asked him, they asked me if I had any questions for him. I said, "Why a ball peen hammer?" And he said, "Well, a normal hammer has a claw in it, carpenter's hammer, and if I had to do a second strike, the claw might get hooked on somebody's clothing, one of the girls' clothing, and it might, when on my drawback, it might hook on, then he's ruined, because he was just a skinny old man." And, yeah, but Elizabeth used to make me watch them. They have two big screens at the cloning station over the stands, one on either side, right, so that people in the stands can look both ways. Well, a lot of people can't watch them. A lot of people want to act evil so they'll feel safe there, because the more evil that you are, the more they're going to leave you alone. So there's people, man, they psych themselves into believing that they're evil too, just so that they'll feel safe, because they've seen these lizards and people getting tortured and killed, and they don't want any badness on them. So they try to act even more evil than the other people that are there. But, yeah,
so how does this relate to you being afraid that they're going to kill you, but also saying that they can't?
Well, the thing with the can't, they said that, well, a bunch of religious things around the world, including the Vatican, says there, well, not all of the bishops are there, the popes, like cronies, the pope's cronies there, that not all of them are there, but they said that they think that I'm the next comeback Messiah guy. And as I said, I don't endorse these claims. And a bunch of superstitious people said that if I get killed, that it's going to be the end of the world. And they translated that into saying that if I get killed, people are going to know that all the stuff I'm saying is real, and they're going to freak out and the world end faster. But just trying to put it forward in a calm, concise way, like, they do this lizard thing a lot, like in a lot of different countries. It's not just an isolated thing, and these things walk around all over the place. There is a way to detect them. It's you have to detect them with a CT scan or an MRI. Well, you're going to have to do something about it, because the thing is, sometimes these people, they get a pet lizard, one of their very own. Like Elizabeth's one is called Matilda, and Kissinger's one is called Herbert. Right, and they occasionally get a hold of a real kid and bring it to the cloning station and feed a kid to one of these lizards. It's like Alf. The show, Alf, runs around trying to eat cats and stuff. Everybody thinks it's cute. Well, these things, their favorite food is kid, human kid, because it has less vaccinations in it. Because some vaccinations, after a certain age, will, if they drain the blood out of a thing, the real lizard will die from the vaccinations, or get real sick, or taste bad, or something to them. So they get kids. They put them in a pit with this thing sometimes. I've seen it there. They just point out, showed me so much stuff flat out, thinking that I'd never be able to cohesively put it all together to tell people about it in a believable fashion. And that the technology of doing this is too advanced for people to believe. But after seeing all that I've seen, I have to tell as many people as I can, because they kill people with these lizards. And, you know, I don't want to walk around in a world with those parasitic human hosts in it. The thing is, what people have to do, it's going to have to be a military thing. Like, the military will have to perform a coup, because I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but Obama is down with the VRO, okay? Vladimir Putin, he's down with them. They're all scared. Like, the Illuminati thing is a big united thing, but it's united through fear, basically, right? Because if one person comes out and says, oh, I'm going to tell, that person dies real quick. And then the other people look and go, ooh, I don't want to be the next one, right? But what they're saying about me, with the religious people there, and drones don't want to get X'd out either, so they're really harsh on people that talk about them. So they're saying that I'm the next New Age Jesus there. And I'm not endorsing this in any way, by the way. There's people on the internet that say this stuff, and they're not. They're just crazy people. And I'm not saying it either, but they all say it, and they said I'm in the Nostradamus prophecies and picture book. They said there's a picture of me in it. And that I'm going to save the world from something. And I'm just going to inform the world about the parasitical lizards that the government are letting people get droned and, sacrificing people to gods they don't even believe in, just so it'll be like some dark evil club that they can all belong to something, right? And it goes back pretty far, like long ways. It explains on my wall a lot more. I pretty much said just about everything. I mean, I don't know. I was frantic when I wrote my original letter, because I didn't know how to explain everything. So I just stuck to the cloning aspect of everything, because if I figured if I put lizards in it as well, people were going to go, whoa, change the channel. But so I pretty much told everybody in phases, just so that people wouldn't have too much to wrap their head around. But it's the most important stuff in the world, like chemtrails and MKUltra and all that is done by them. And MKUltra, you need a clone of the person to use MKUltra on someone. It's just all kinds of different technologies that they have, and they used to call themselves the Thule, T-H-U-L-E. Well, they had an abandoned base down there. They found all kinds of stuff, and they back-engineered all kinds of stuff, and the Vril Society from Germany started doing it, and then the Americans took their stuff, and the Russians took some stuff, too, and then they all started making stuff. Man, but I know about a lot of the stuff. They told me all about it, and I'm telling the world, but yeah. It's not good, because other people have died.
Yeah. Telling the world. It does seem like a lucid story, doesn't it? Yep.
went out to all physicians from the medical board saying, any physician in California who writes an inappropriate exemption for masks or other COVID-related measures will have his medical license subjected to investigation and disciplinary action. So for a physician, just to help you to understand, this kind of threat hanging over your head is worse than the threat of getting fired. If I get fired from a particular healthcare organization, I can go to another healthcare organization or go start a private practice. If I lose my medical license, I cannot practice medicine. Okay? That's how serious this is. The letter never defined what might constitute an appropriate or inappropriate mask mandate. So I have no idea if I write a mandate for a kid with a severe anxiety disorder that's worsened by the wearing of a mask. Is that going to subject my medical license to disciplinary action? Physicians in California interpreted the phrase and other COVID-related measures to include vaccines, which had already been rolled out at that point. It has become de facto impossible to get a medical exemption for a COVID vaccine in the state of California. No physician will write them, even when you have someone that has a contraindication listed on the CDC's list of contraindications to COVID vaccines. I have a patient, went to her rheumatologist, specialist in her autoimmune condition. This specialist told this patient, I don't think you should get the COVID vaccines, given your age, your low risk of COVID, and I think there's a good chance that these vaccines, based on the data that we have, could worsen your underlying medical condition. She turned to the same physician immediately afterwards and said, can you write me, therefore, a medical exemption? Because I need one for work. There's a vaccine mandate at work. Same physician that just told her not to take the vaccine or recommended against it said, no, I'm sorry, I can't write you a medical exemption because I'm afraid I might lose my license.
Are you telling me that patients who have known life-threatening contraindications
that's
to
right.
receive a COVID-19 vaccine indeed that's are right. not being given exemptions?
So.
That's right. Why would they want anybody to, have any chance of ignoring or getting out of this experimental bunch of BS? I mean, honestly, I know I'm over it. I would have loved to have gotten a exemption, but they're not going to give it to you.
It's all a bit woke gone mad. George Orwell's novel 1984 is a chilling warning on the dangers of groupthink, censorship and the police state. But staff at the University of Northampton don't seem to have got the message. They've issued a trigger warning for the novel on the grounds that it contains explicit material that some students may find offensive and upsetting.
It's weird. If you're studying literature and you're studying 1984, do you really need that? Such material includes what they call challenging issues related to violence, gender, sexuality, class, race, abuse, sexual abuse, political ideas, and offensive language.
Political issues in 1984, never.
It's odd. Surely you know before you read it if you're studying at university.
Well,
you know what's in store for you, don't you?
Yes, there's plenty of books in this module, which is called Identity Under Construction. They're also being given the potential to be offensive and upsetting, including the Samuel Beckett play Endgame, the graphic novel V for Vendetta by Alan Moore, and Sexing the Cherry by David Lloyd and Jeanette Winterson.
Mark Haddon's The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime similarly comes with a warning that it includes the death of an animal, ableism and disability, and offensive language. That's a bit like saying I'm going to read Animal Farm and saying this book could be, you know, offensive to pigs or humans.
I mean, it's crackers, isn't it? Or, you know, a packet of peanuts saying this may contain peanuts.
Yeah. Absolutely, yes. Wokeism, as they say. Does it drive you mad?
Sometimes these things are just ridiculous. And I think that far too many people are so easily offended. I think people almost want to be offended these days.
I think that's what it's about, because you think, well, if you're at university, you should be intelligent enough to be able to sort of make that deduction yourself. So maybe it is somebody trying to be offensive in a way, or offended, or just trying to stir things up.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The truth is scary. Yes, it is.
Right. It's the boy, Dr. Lewis here, bringing our next series to you. If you follow the videos, remember I was speaking about trying to prove the transmission of a person, a vaccinated person, having sex with an unvaccinated person, and the unvaccinated person start to experience side effects. And when we take a sample of the unvaccinated person's blood, it's actually looking like a vaccinated person's blood. So we're just going to actually prove that today with our data. As you can see here, the blood is looking like a vaccinated person's blood, whereby we've seen all the fermentation behind the plasma of the blood. And also in some samples before, we was actually seeing the discoloration of the blood as well too, as we can see here. An unresponsive immune system. We are not seeing much white blood cells present and working for him. And then we saw some candida. There was, as you can see, we've seen the blood here. There were some parts in the sample where we were seeing mass level of candida. And when we started to see that amount of candida, mean that the white blood cells is unresponsive for a period of time. This is one of my patients. He was with me for a while, about 2 years. Yeah, 2 years. So we know, we have a good idea how his health is. So when he started experiencing discomfort and the way that he was feeling, we decided to run some tests. And we see in the course here to why he's feeling, how he's feeling. And when we look back on it with the blood work, and when he started to feel like that is after having sexual intercourse with a vaccinated person. So yes, we finally proved that it can spread through sexual intercourse. So we're going to do some more videos with this to prove that, because we already proved that we could correct the blood. So we won't be doing any more videos with that. We'll be more diverting our resources into proving if it can pass through sexual activities. Just like how HIV could pass through sexual activities, I always had a feeling that this also can pass through sexual activity. So we're going to try our best to clean this up. And this video is just to bring awareness again to the public. We actually prove it. It's been 2 months we were trying to prove it. I even say it in all my interviews. We're trying to prove it. It's not proven yet. When persons was asking me the question. But now I actually prove it with the blood work that I'm seeing here today. Right? So yes, it is a possibility. And with all the effects that he's feeling now due to the blood that we're seeing here, which is massive acid reflux, pain behind the eyes, chest pain, and heartburn and all these things he was experiencing. So we're going to try our best to see if we could correct the blood to correct all the symptoms that he is feeling. All right, so it's your boy, Dr. Lewis. I am out. Take care of yourself. Remember to follow the page, Telegram page, Dr. Lewis NP, and L-E-W-I-S is Lewis, and get you could join the group from there. Take care.
Yeah. Now you have to watch out for everything you do. I mean, very scary that, you know, the shedding is that profuse. But then if you're having sex with somebody, that's pretty close connection. So, yeah, you just...
Thanksgivings, they're for what we have. They're not asking for anything. Thankful for what you have, whatever it is. So that respect for them, number one in what we call Turtle Island, everybody understood that. In the old days, when a visitor came from another place, he would come to what they call the edge of the woods, or the village was down there, and he would stand there until somebody in the village sees him. And then they go up and they say, "Who are you? And what's your mission?" He tells them, then they come back down, and then he's brought down into the community. All the villages always had this place where people could stay overnight. They always had a place for visitors, because they came all the time. And sometimes they would stay for a year, or two, whatever. But there was a process. And that is the same when you go into the woods or you go anywhere. You want to be respectful. You know there's life all around you there. Trees are there. Medicine growing around the trees. All life. Everything is there. When the Europeans came here, they talk about that dark forest. Can you imagine? Imagine how different that thinking is. That dark. No, it's the woods. It's where you live. It's where everything is. And we have a law. And it's simple. Nobody owns the woods. But everybody is responsible. Simple. Nobody owns the woods. But everybody's responsible. It's not so hard about that. What's so hard about that? That's about respect, about understanding. So, those are just the way we see things and the way we observe and our teachings. What I see with the Western society, they look upon the earth as a commodity. They look on trees as 4 feet of lumber. $1,000 right there. Not, there's a tree there and there's taking care of everything, it's got medicine growing around it, it needs to be there. $1,000.
Yeah, well, life isn't for sale anymore. We got to start honoring it and giving thanks for what it is that is available to us before it's all gone.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener-supported radio, the printing press for freedom, at a time when freedom is needed the most.
The This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution.